He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, July 29th. Wow, July's almost over. It'll be back to school season here before long, much to the chagrin of many sixth graders. Anyways, we've got the Dow right now up 34 points. Isn't that 2 days in a row? A two-day win streak? Wow. That's we get excited around here when the Padres win two in a row. Well, the market may have a two-day win streak going on. A long ways between now and the close, however. The Dow is at 17,664. The S&P 500 is up 3 points. There's another two-day win streak. 2,096 is where the S&P 500 is these days. The NASDAQ, however, can't quite get a two-day win streak going here. We'll see. A long ways between now and the end of the close there, the bell. The NASDAQ is down 6 points right now to 5,083. Crude oil continues to slip, continues to ratchet lower. Crude oil is at $47.60 right now. It's down 0.8%. Gold continues to ratchet lower, along with most other commodities. Gold is at a 10.90 this morning, down 0.5%. The euro is at 1.103. The 10-year yield continues to be a safe harbor for those that are still a little bit rocky from Greece and China, and some of the earnings reports that are coming in. The 10-year's down to 2.27 right now. That's one of the lowest reads we've had here in a while. And we wait for the Fed statement today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it's going to be one of those quiet days until about 11:30. And even then, not much is expected except for status quo, more of the same, zero interest rate policy, ZERP, which we've had in place now for several years. I think it would be hard for the Fed to raise interest rates with kind of a global slowdown taking place. In fact, the International Monetary Fund today warning of a global slowdown. I think they're sending a message to the Fed, hey, don't be raising rates yet. We've still got a global slowdown going on here in the rest of the world. Meanwhile, earnings reports continue to flow in. Let's just take a look, see if we can kind of catch the drift here today. General Dynamics beats earnings. MasterCard reports in-line earnings. Buffalo Wild Wings. Boy, just in time for opening day of spring training or summer football camp, Buffalo Wild Wings guides higher. Yelp gets crushed. You know, I have a hard time with Yelp. My problem with Yelp, I don't like their formula for figuring out the scores. It seems like everybody gets 4 stars somehow or another. And if I see one more picture of fried chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy and okra, fried okra, there's 27 pictures of the same thing on Yelp. And even Yelp admits they've kind of become stale. Well, we'll see what becomes of Yelp. But the stock not doing too good. It's been getting crushed here since they reported earnings. We have Gilead Sciences. That's the Sovaldi stock, the cure for hepatitis C. They beat earnings estimates by 44 cents. Anthem, a big healthcare company, one of the leading sectors still in the market, healthcare and the medical sector. In fact, one out of every $5 that you'll spend this year will be on healthcare. Hey, I'd rather spend it at Buffalo Wild Wings. No, then I'll need the healthcare. We have Interactive, what is IACI? That's that Interactive Corp. That's all kinds of crazy websites, Match.com, Let's see here. IACI, they beat earnings, but they have quite a collection there of websites, online portals, social networking, multimedia content, e-commerce websites. They beat. Even Hess, which is energy, used to be Amaretta Hess. They beat earnings, up a little bit today. We've got Anadarko Petroleum. Listen to this one. Anadarko Petroleum beats earnings. And it is bouncing off the bottom here. But sales at Anadarko, which is engaged in oil and natural gas exploration, mainly in the U.S., sales are down 40%. Ouch! That means layoffs. How can you continue to run your company with the same amount of people you had last year when sales are down 40%? And, of course, the price of oil is down about the same. So you can see the correlation between the energy stocks and oil or energy prices. Atmel misses. Humana, another healthcare stock, they beat by 4 cents. Panera misses by a little bit, but they're switching over to Panera 2.0. Look at the stock breaking out. When I wrote my book back in 2011, Panera was one of the stocks that I featured. And the stock's done pretty well since then, hitting a new all-time high today. Is that St. Louis-based sandwich maker and bread maker, which is now a $5.3 billion company. I'll have to check out. You know, we've got one within a couple of blocks here of the office. I think I bought one sandwich there since we've been here the last several years. I'll have to walk in there today and see what Panera 2.0 and CFR 2.0. I hope it's not like Windows 8.0, which was a big step backwards, but they like what's happening at Panera Bread right now. Ruger, Sturm Ruger, beats by 13 cents. You don't want to park behind a little truck, pickup truck with a camper shell and a Rottweiler in the back and a bumper sticker that says this car protected by Smith & Wesson or Sturm Ruger. But gun sales have really been brisk here over the last several years. Sturm Ruger beats by 13 cents. Ethan Allen reports in line. A lot of people, I guess, remodeling the living room these days, maybe the kitchen. New couch there in the family room. Ethan Allen, $880 million company, breaking out to the upside today. Here's a big miss, Akamai. I can remember when Akamai was a big player. It's still a big player in the delivery content applications of the internet. Akamai, $12 billion company. Well, they missed earnings, and it's down a little bit there. Chevron, this shouldn't surprise anybody. They're going to cut 15,000 jobs. Well, with sales down 40% at Anadarko, you wonder how Chevron is hanging in there. That's a horrible-looking chart on that stock, is Chevron, and they're laying off 1,500 people. I'm surprised it's only 1,500 people. Express Scripts beats by 4 cents. You know, here's a pattern I see in reading these earnings reports. The medical and healthcare companies are beating earnings, and the energy stocks are missing. That should come as no surprise. One is a flourishing sector in the market, and one is a sector that's been getting demolished. Now, the last one here is Twitter. How can you have 300 million people viewing your website every day and not be able to make any money? Heck, my father owned billboards and was a billboard painter. And my family, I grew up in the billboard business. If you had 30,000 people viewing your billboard, it was worth a lot of money on a monthly basis. How can Twitter have 300 million eyeballs, sets of eyeballs, 600 million eyeballs, looking at their website every day, and how can they not be profitable? And I heard the CEO talking about their latest little game or their latest little invention, Periscope, and he says, we have no plans right now to monetize it. Well, maybe that's their problem. They haven't figured out how to monetize Twitter. Oh, well, I don't own any Twitter. What else is taking place? Brazil could lose their investment grade. That would be devastating. They'll become like Argentina. The only one that'll buy Argentinian debt is Venezuela. And Brazil, if they lose that investment grade, they could be going down the same road. I've been looking at an ETF called BZQ, which is opposite, twice the inverse of the Brazilian market, which is going down the tubes right now. This is Bill Gunderson. Let's look for something that's rising right now. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it'd be real interesting to see this week exactly where we are in earnings for this year, S&P 500, and earnings next year for said S&P 500, because therein lies the future. There lies the future of the stock market. The bull market that began in March of 2009. If the bull market is going to continue into a seventh year and an eighth year, it's going to need higher earnings to feed upon. And if those earnings do not continue to grow, then the market is going to stall. And if those earnings begin to recede like they did back in 2007, that's the last time we had earnings peak here in the S&P 500. The following year, earnings went down. The following year, the market went way down. And earnings plunged clear down to $59 per share in 2009. That's the S&P 500 aggregate earnings per share. Well, ever since 2009, those earnings have been growing, and they've been growing at a rapid pace, and the market's been rising at about a 15% clip since the bottom of the market, which is above average. The market normally averages more in the 8, 9, 10% area over the long haul, but we're coming out of a deep, deep hole that we've had to dig our way out of. In fact, it was the Great Recession, not quite the Depression. Unless you lost your job, then it was a depression. If your neighbor lost his job and you kept yours, then it was only a recession. But we had a deep, deep hole to climb out of. And from that $59 per share in earnings back in 2009, we've been climbing ever since, and the market has been following along. That's the fuel that drives markets higher. And as long as those earnings continue to grow, then the market will continue to go higher. That's the key number that I really base my market call off of. And that's the big main reason why I went bullish back in March 23rd of 2009 and have been bullish on the market ever since. You say, oh, he's a permabull. He's no market timer. He's a permabull in disguise in wolf's clothing. Oh, no, I'm not. You saw how I turned negative on gold several years ago. You saw how I turned negative on the bond market here this year. And I will turn negative at some point in time on the stock market. And if you can avoid, we make no guarantees here, but we're going to do everything we can possibly do to help you avoid that inevitable recession and that inevitable bear market, which last time was 53%. The average bear market's usually more in the 30-35% range, but we had a 53% one, which overshot on the downside. Here's a reason why I say that. Earnings have doubled since 2009, yet the market has tripled. And you could say, well, Bill, you say that there's a direct correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation or index appreciation or sector appreciation. There is. But markets overshoot all the time, and the markets overshot back in 2009 when they went clear down to 660. Do you remember that? 660 on the S&P 500. It went way below. It was anticipating even a further decline from the $59 mark in earnings. Well, we went down to about 9 to 10 PE ratio. If we made about $60 that year, we got down to 660. We're trading at about 11 times earnings at that point, 10 times earnings, when the average over the years has been more in the 16 to 17 range. So we had some making up to do because we overshot on the downside. And since that low back in 2009, March 9th of 2009, earnings have doubled. and the market has tripled. And now we've caught up. We've caught up to that 16-17 average PE ratio, haven't we? In fact, right now we're trading at about 15.5 times next year's earnings, which gives us a little room for some appreciation on the S&P 500 and on the Dow. Because if we can get back to that 17 area, and if indeed earnings can grow next year by 8, 9, 10%, then this bull market can continue. But we update earnings every 90 days, don't we, on individual companies. When they report, they have to report in every 90 days. That puts a lot of pressure on publicly traded companies. I think there's a lot of companies out there that wish they never would have gone public because of the extreme pressure and the fishbowl, the aquarium that they are in, and the expectations. And if they miss, or if they don't beat by as much as the street expected, then the stock gets walloped. I have one getting tagged today for about 16, 17%. It's earnings season. And this company reported earnings that were better than expected. They reported sales that were better than expected, kind of like Apple. Yet they weren't as blowout as expected because investors have become accustomed to this company blowing out earnings, which they didn't do. So there's a lot of pressure on these poor companies to deliver the earnings that are expected of them. And sometimes those expectations are too high. So we update those earnings every 90 days. Let's say a company's expected to make $10 per share next year, and they come in and report earnings this quarter that beat by 8 cents. Well, we're probably going to, and they give guidance for next year, which is a little bit rosier than expected. Well, we might raise that $10 earnings estimates for next year to $10.50. Therefore, the target price goes higher. But now there's 500 different companies that will eventually report in the S&P 500, 125 this week. That's going to make a total of about 135 since we've started earnings season. And I'll be updating this weekend in my newsletter at pwstreet.com my numbers for this year and my numbers for next year, because right now that's the number that the market is keying off of. And that's why when the market sells off for 4 or 5 days in a row like it did, you see a big jump all of a sudden. Because the bull market isn't over. It's just paused and it goes through little corrections. It's best to keep your eye on next year's earnings estimates and take your cue from that as to whether or not this bull market is still intact. And as of now, it is. But I'll be updating it this weekend at pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we had a huge rally in the market on Tuesday, kind of reversing that negative sentiment that was on the market. You know, people ask themselves during times like that, is this the big one? I've said many times, you know, I've lived in Southern California all my life, and every time the ground starts to shake beneath us, what do you think we ask ourselves? Is this the big one? We know there will be a big one at some point in time. You know, that's why people don't live in Southern California, because of the earthquake risk. They live in Florida instead, where there's hurricane risk. So, you know, no matter where you live, there's some kind of risk. And, of course, the stock market It's a certainty that there will be another bull or bear market out there in the future at some point in time. Boy, I'll tell you, we're pretty spoiled because we've been going up now for 6+ years. And when the market's negative for 4 or 5 days in a row, we can't even get people to answer the phones anymore. That's when you should be answering the phone. That's when you should be investing, not when the market's hitting new highs. Then we get a big day like Tuesday and everybody's in a good mood again and they want to talk business once again. It's funny how that works. It's just human psychology, isn't it? We want in on a good thing, and when we're worried, we don't want any part of it. It should be just the opposite way around, but it never will be that way. In the 20 years I've been in the business, it's always been that way. Well, there's some good stocks right now, some good individual companies that I consider to be best stocks now. One such animal comes from one of the leading sectors in the market. One of the leading sectors in the market continues to be the internet sector. Look at the explosion higher that we've had in Google recently, in Amazon.com, in Facebook, and several other internet-related stocks. The stocks of today, the stocks that are growing rapidly. Growing their earnings, growing their sales, growing their popularity, and the stock price follows along behind it. Well, one of the most successful technology stocks, internet stocks out there has been Equinix, which I featured many times here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. EQIX is now almost a $16 billion company headquartered in Redwood City, California, up near the Bay Area. Equinix has gone from 7 cents in earnings in 2008. They're expected to make $6.27 in 2016. What happens when earnings grow from 7 cents to $6.27? The stock goes from $32 a share to $278 per share. And you say, well, Gunderson, can it continue to grow? It's come a long ways here in the last 7 or 8 years. What about the future? Well, that's where we take a look at the valuation of the company and the expected growth going forward. But before we do that, let's just revel and delight here in the fact and what's happened to this stock while earnings have gone from 7 cents to $6.27. Owners of the stock over the last 10 years have received in their little stocking hung on their chimney by care 21% per year average returns over the last 10 years in Equinix. Equinix also pays a dividend. Equinix pays a dividend yield of 3.9%. Over the last 5 years, Equinix, EQIX, has delivered 27% per year. That's double what the market has delivered. That's some serious alpha. We're all seeking alpha. We're all looking for that alpha to be delivered into our little stocking hung by the chimney with care. And Equinix has done that. Is there any guarantee that they'll continue to do that in the future? No, but they are expected to grow going forward by about 14% per year. So definitely growth is slowing down a little bit, but that's still some pretty solid growth. You know, we've talked about some of these companies that have been reporting earnings since the start of earnings season. Some of the duds like DuPont, which reported this week. You know, DuPont's earnings have been growing by 3% over the last 5 years, an average rate of 3%. IBM was another dud that delivered earnings. Their earnings have been shrinking over the last several years. In fact, IBM's earnings are expected to be down 5% this year versus last year. That's why I don't have a whole lot of interest in companies that aren't growing their earnings. Equinix, on the other hand, is expected to grow their earnings this year double from last year, and next year 30% higher from this year. But how much do we have to pay for that little doggy in the window? That's always the question, because you know that momentum investing is one thing and valuation is another thing. I like when the two collide together like peanut butter and chocolate to make for even a better. Hey, you know, and if you add in a little salt, now we're adding in salt. My favorite thing these days is salted caramel cupcakes. Oh boy, when I pass one of those, they're $3 at Ralph's. Man, one of those will last me a couple of days. They've got that salted caramel frosting. Boy, are they good. Anyways, Equinix, I like the collision of value, and I like the collision of growth and performance, and that last little piece of salted caramel on the top is the stock chart. Equinix has one of the best stock charts in the entire market. In fact, yesterday I'd sent out a tweet. I've looked at a lot of charts today, I said. In fact, I see moving averages in my eyeballs. I can't get moving averages out of my head. But the best chart that I saw all day yesterday was Equinix. EQIX. The stock's up another 35% over the last 12 months. No guarantees going forward. We're just trying to stack the odds and put the probabilities on our side. No different than, anything in life, whether it's a football team, which is just beginning, they're trying to stack the odds in their favor by putting together a team that they think can take them to the Super Bowl. Well, it's no different in your portfolio. Why don't you want to own the very best, have the very best players on your roster? Well, in my book, Equinix, out of 4,137 stocks, it comes in at number 61 because it also has the value side of the equation. The stock is currently trading at 17 times forward earnings, which is about a market multiple. That's a little bit more than a market multiple, but this is one of the superior stocks in the market. You're going to pay a little bit more for a good player than a mediocre player. The PEG ratio is currently 1.24. When I take the earnings estimates next year of $6.27 and grow them by 14% per year over the next 5 years, and then choose a multiple that I think is appropriate. Remember, the market's averaged about 16, 17 over the years. I come up with a target price of $478 on Equinix. It's currently trading at $278. Well, it's gone from 32 to today's price of 278. Can it go from 278 to 478? Well, a lot of that is in the hands of the management at Equinix to deliver the numbers that they've been saying that they can deliver. And, of course, every 90 days we'll check in with them. They report earnings today, tomorrow. Mo, at the end of the market today. Watch them miss earnings and the stock tank tomorrow. Nobody will listen to my show again. Well, that's the risk you take in the stock market. I'm a guy that puts my neck on the line every single day and gives you live examples from today's market. They're not recommendations, but they're examples of companies that possess those three traits that I like: valuation, relative strength / performance, and a very strong stock chart. Equinix is one of those stocks. A little extra risk today because they will report earnings, but it has been a good one over the years, and it is one that I consider a best stock now. Equinix is also a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management in one of the portfolios that I manage. I publish all my portfolios every single weekend in my Best Stocks Now newsletter. You can sign up. We give you the full newsletter for 4 weeks. That's about as generous of offer I know of in this industry, in this business. And even then, the free one after that's got my market update every week. Go to my website at pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the earnings parade, the parade that goes by every single day. Some are hitting sour notes, some are hitting sweet notes, but the beat goes on with or without us. And for the most part, from my observation on the sidelines watching the parade go by, about three-fourths of the companies, or maybe even more, are coming in and exceeding their expectations. And I have seen nothing, absolutely nothing so far, with about one-fourth of the quarter, one-fourth of the game done right now. I've seen nothing to suggest that we're on the verge of a collapse of the economy here in America. We don't know what we don't know, however. There's always unknowns out there. I've seen no signal or sign whatsoever that earnings have topped, that the best days are behind us, and that earnings are going to start collapsing going forward. I've heard no warnings. Yes, there are sectors of the market that are suffering mightily. This huge plunge in commodity prices has hurt companies, sectors of the market, basic material stocks, energy stocks, gold miners, etc. They're hurt mightily by this plunge in commodity prices. But I don't own any gold miners or energy stocks or commodity producers. On the other side, you know, most of the companies in the leading sectors in the market have produced better than expected earnings. And that bodes well for the continuation, at least as of right now, of this bull market, which is 6 years and 17 weeks old. And you might think, Gunderson, we want you to make wild predictions of what's going to happen here. I just had someone send me a tweet, what will the biotechs do in the second half of the year? Well, that would take a wild prediction on my part. I take it a day at a time and a stock at a time. I come in here every morning and I go through my stocks and I look at all of them individually on a daily basis, and I look for general trends that are developing. I don't make wild predictions. Wild predictions sell newsletters. You know, if you want wild predictions, go to Stansberry Research and he'll tell you all kinds of wild predictions that he's been wrong about now for many years. But he sells lots of newsletters, and he gets millions of people that are attracted to his startling headlines and predictions. And, you know, that's a different kind of person that can do that. I'd call it dishonesty myself, and I don't involve myself in that. I just take it a day at a time. I can't make predictions. But I would say this about the biotech sector for the second half of the year. If the market continues to do well, I don't see any reason why the leading sector in the market would not continue to do well. You know, it's been the leading sector now for probably 3 years. I talked to somebody last night who's in the medical industry, and we were talking about the stock market. And I made the comment, I said, you know, the frontier really now is not space anymore. It's not technology anymore. The frontier is really biotechnology and drug development, because we still have a lot of things that we have not figured out. We haven't figured out Alzheimer's disease and how to prevent it. We haven't figured out multiple sclerosis and how to prevent it, or muscular dystrophy or cystic fibrosis, or many, many puzzles, many, many Rubik's cubes to still figure out there. That really is the frontier. And we've got a lot more money being poured into that area, and we have a lot more knowledge of what causes these things, and we have a lot more tools at our dispense, at our you know, available to us, that speed up the drug discovery process. And I would have to say that that's why biotechnology has been the leading sector in the market for the last several years, because it's the fastest growing sector. And it's the one with the most upside potential. And along the way, there's also pitfalls in the biotech sector. It seems to me like there's hundreds of biotechs now, and there will be a vast majority of them that won't be around 10 years from now, because they'll run out of money without finding anything. So you have to be very, very careful. You have to step through that sector very, very carefully, like a mine detector would step through a mine field. But there's also some big, big winners out there. We've been able to bag many here at Gunderson Capital Management. Someone sent me an email, said, aren't you biased towards biotechs because you live in San Diego? No, that has nothing to do with it. It just so happens that my app, my Best Stocks Now app, which is apolitical, it has no political party, it doesn't read the news every day, it has no religion influence, it doesn't read the horoscopes every day. It's completely independent. It comes back and spits back to me every single day the leading sectors in the market. And I go where the action is. And it's just a coincidence that I'm a San Diegan and there's many biotechs. That does not influence me whatsoever. If it were the gold stocks, I don't care. We don't have a lot of gold mines here in San Diego, but if the gold stocks are the place to be, that's where I'm going. Anyways, that's my answer to wild predictions. What's the second half of the year going to bring? I still think it's going to be a decent second half of the year, and I think it's going to be a decent 2016 until the numbers tell me otherwise. And in the meantime, I'll take it a day at a time and a stock at a time, and I'll report to you via Twitter, via stock twits, via my newsletter, via the radio show. I'll report back my observations and what I'm doing, where I'm fishing, where I'm finding the highest probabilities to continue to grow those precious 401ks and IRAs and Roth IRAs and college funds. Those are precious. We got to make the most out of them while the sun is shining. And when the sun is not shining, we got to protect them as best that we can. Anyways, you can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to talk to us, if you'd like to put us to work, me and my team that I have assembled here at Gunderson Capital Management, you can give us a call. You can join the family. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.